On a snowbound road west of Kyiv, where months earlier Russian tanks had rolled, war crimes investigators from Ukraine's Center for Civil Liberties are following in their tracks in an old Honda Jazz. They've come to the village of Makariv to record the testimony of a woman who says her husband was killed by the Russians.
And here is where Alexei died. From what I know, he was struck with something sharp like the handle of a knife or a rifle stock behind his left ear. Then they brought him here and killed him. 5 stab wounds to the chest.
Her mobile phone contains a wealth of evidence. Her descriptions are stark and matter-of-fact.
Here is where his best friend Andrei was shot in the head. This is what was left after his body was retrieved. I have many photos. And Alexei's body was here. To be honest, I have no idea who put his body in the boot of the car. Here you can see the spot. We are standing where the car was parked.
It's a painstaking business collecting evidence of alleged war crimes like this, a process repeated already thousands of times, and there may well be thousands more. And they don't even know for sure whether these crimes will ever be prosecuted. There is no international tribunal yet at which to try them.
Our website is a Tribunal for Putin, and it's our database of war crimes. So you can see the number of incidents, more 25,000.
Certainly, this is a process that will take time. However, we must collect this information so nothing gets lost.
Are you confident that these crimes will be brought to justice?
Yes, I'm confident justice will happen.
Justice may be slow, but the certainty is reassuring for this widow of the war and many like her. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Makariv, Ukraine.